With Rover's Dog's Day Out Guide to Minneapolis-St. Paul, you and your pup can enjoy a stroll and visit all the dog-friendly hotspots in your own backyard. Before you leash up, we have some tips to make the most of your adventure. Have a listen, fill up your water bottle, and get ready to explore the city with your best friend. In Minneapolis-St. Paul, start your 7/10 mile walk at Highbridge Dog Park, a former coal power plant site situated on the picturesque banks of the Mississippi. Here, you'll also take in gorgeous views of the city from the High Bridge itself. Next, get a bite to eat from a unique vantage point at Red River Kitchen at City House, a restored grain elevator turned restaurant. Head southeast on Washington Avenue and take a left on Spring Street. Head north and take a right onto Walnut Street, where you'll reach the restaurant. With a beautiful patio overlooking the river, downtown St. Paul and Harriet Island, it's one of the best dog-friendly joints in the city. Check out the Dog Wall of Fame, where you can immortalize your dog's name and paw print in chalk. Finish the day with a good stroll at the Mississippi National River and Recreation Center. Head north on Walnut and take a right on Shepherd Road. Then take a left onto Eagle Parkway. In just about 500 feet, turn right onto a sidewalk trail that takes you back into the center. In the middle of bustling St. Paul, this 72-mile river park offers ample trails and scenic views. While your dog stretches their legs, you can also learn about the fascinating human history of the Mississippi River. It's one of the dog-friendly hidden gems of the Twin Cities. We hope you enjoyed your dog's day out. If you ever need a day out without your dog, we can help with that too. Visit Rover.com to book trusted sitters and dog walkers who will treat your pets like family.